Welcome back, everybody, to Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
We're back. I'm so excited.
After one whole month hiatus. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you? Hello good. To our friends. We're sorry for our hiatus. We kind of told you we'd be Zooming and having episodes of the holidays. But you know what? We took the holidays off, which is necessary.
We did. And I was traveling the world and... Soon you'll be traveling too.
Nearly as much as you. You're the jet setter. You're Mrs. Worldwide.
I know. I went to a lot of countries. I was in Hong Kong, then I went to Indonesia, and then I got deported, and then I went to Thailand, and then I went back to Hong Kong, and then I went to the U.S. And yeah, I'm here now. So,
do you want to talk about your deportation or just leave it?
You know what? Moral of the story, kids, always check the visa requirements because you just never know when they're going to change the law. I mean, nowadays they just love to play around with the law and all these rules just for fun. Maybe for them it's a laugh. For us it's trauma and, you know, kind of like an attack. And also just like... It's traumatizing to get deported. Don't do it. It's not fun.
We're never going to get a sponsorship from the Indonesian government now.
No, I think they hate us now. Well, I mean, likewise, because they were difficult as hell, but...
I know, I'm so sorry.
But you know how, like, Paige and Hannah always have, like, stories in the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you listen to Gangly Squad, folks, like, you'll know. But I want to say this story tops all of their stories because this was the most traumatizing one. Like,
yeah.
I got deported from a country.
But that's like
crazy.
A cool bucket list item that makes for a fun story.
It's a cool bucket list item? Dude, it sucks. It's expensive as heck. And it ruins your life. It ruins your day. But you know what? Whatever came after that was truly amazing, and I will say I think it made our trip to Thailand much more special.
That's good.
Well, you got to see your family in Thailand instead. So yeah. At the end of the day, you know,
and we hadn't all been together, and like I'm pretty sure it's been like 15 years or like I think longer because we've all seen each other like in different times, but we've never all been together in one spot. In a really long time. So that was, like, really, really special.
So nice.
Amazing time. Amazing New Year's. Obviously, I missed you guys a bunch, but...
Yeah, tell them about your New Year's.
I mean, it was honestly nothing crazy. I mean, so we went to my family's resort. We went to... Because they obviously had planned to be there for New Year's. We didn't. But with our whole fiasco, we extended our trip. Because we were, like, wasted a whole day getting deported.
Yeah.
So... My other family, they had basically booked the New Year's Eve party at the resort. And what it really was a really nice dinner. It was like a buffet dinner, but it was like really good. Mm-hmm. And it was like overlooking the beach, overlooking the pool. It was outdoors. Mm-hmm. And they just had like a bunch of entertainment throughout the night. Like, you know, if anyone follows me personally, like you probably saw some videos, but I'll probably like maybe post them on the talk or something. But it was just really cool. And like, you know, we lit lanterns and then like there was like singing and there was dancing and there was like people with the drums and stuff and bongs and all that kind of.
Bongs?
You know, like the little bong. The thing that you play.
Bongo.
The bongo.
The bong is.
Oh, no, I meant bongo. The thing that you play,
yeah.
the one that Bongo. You're so good at.
Oh my god.
You could have been part of that entertainment.
That video was, you baited and switched me. Like,
dude, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. No, but you're so good at it. It was amazing. It was amazing to have you perform.
No.
You started That's it. Really you have cool. it in your house. You left it out for me to comment on it.
It was purely a decor item. But that sounds absolutely lovely. We're glad
sure
you made it back alive in one piece.
Thank you.
You know, legally, you're here.
I know. Thank God. And you're jet setting to the DR soon. So don't forget the visa requirements like I told you about. Like, they're very finicky with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Very.
So do you guys have, like, tell me more about this trip. Like, do you have an agenda? Is it all inclusive? Like, What's the vibe?
All inclusive, no agenda.
It is all inclusive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Nice, nice.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
Where are we staying?
I can tell you after.
Oh.
I don't know. I just, you never know. Like,
is it a secret or you have no idea?
No, I just don't need to like tell the world. I mean, it's not, the world's not listening.
You think our fans are gonna go follow you and paparazzi's gonna come?
No, not at all.
The paparazzi's gonna interrupt your trip?
No, you just never know what creeps are out there, you know?
Mont's flying under the radar now. Our podcast is popping too hard. No, you gotta be careful.
Not at all. It's just, I don't know. You can never be too careful. You can never be too safe.
Okay, you can tell me after.
It's not the one that you stayed at.
Sounds so sus.
Sorry, I don't want to tell everyone where I'm going to be for a week so they can come murder me and throw my body in the ocean.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Ask them.
Do you have people out to get you?
Not that I know of, but you never know.
Why are you so fearful of this? Has an incident happened recently that you know of somebody?
No.
Do you have a stalker?
No. What?
You're being really sus right now, but you know what? I won't press on it. You're
trying to make me say something that is not true.
We're moving on. I'm excited you're going to the DR, though. Like, and you've been here for a while. You deserve your sun. Everybody deserves their sun, their beach. Everyone deserves
the sun. I know.
Is there any, like, activities you guys have pre-planned, or you'll just kind of go and figure it out?
Go figure it out. We're there for, like, 5 nights, so I mean, I, a good amount of time.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Huh? I like doing like a snorkel, like day trip or something, like a little boost cruise snorkel thing, but we'll see, you know, like if we're feeling like it, or if we just feel like being lazy and sitting our asses on the beach. That's what I'm planning for. I'm planning on disconnecting.
Oh,
and
that sounds amazing.
Broiling my skin.
Oh my gosh, I literally like burnt so hard on like when I was in Thailand, because I don't know, we haven't seen sun, like we haven't had warmth in a long time.
Yeah.
So I literally we did like this whole catamaran cruise thing, and I just sat out, I barely put on sunscreen, and I was like,
dude,
burn me. And it hurt, you know, a bunch after the fact, because even though I'm brown, I do burn. And the worst part is that I'll go red afterwards, so you can blatantly see the burn. But it's always in spots that I can hide, so mm-hmm. it never really looks silly at dinner or something like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But oh my god, it was like the best feeling. You know what the best feeling is? When you're on holiday, and then you get like burnt from the sun, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you have like a good day in the beach, yeah. and then you come home, you take a cold shower, yes. and you go out.
Oh yes, but you're like sun glowed. Oh my gosh, you just feel so good. The best also is if you can squeeze a nap in there.
Absolutely.
And then you shower, and then you tan and like rested and clean.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, I miss holiday naps. The one thing, I love my family so much, and we are so fun, and we are all crackheads. That's clearly how I became one. The only thing is, they have no chill. So there is, like, no downtime when you vacation with my family. It's like, it's not that it's go, go, go. Like, it is relaxing, but there's no time to nap.
Because
we're always doing so many activities. And the only downtime you have is, like, literally when you go take a shower.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's, like, the only thing. But I don't know what it is. Like, time just goes by so fast.
Time flies when you're having fun. It's a real thing.
It's true.
It's not flying when you're working.
No. If anything, it's snail's pace.
Yeah.
Time couldn't be slower.
Yeah. If only it flew when you were working and slowed when you were having fun.
The worst is literally going back to work after, like, a really nice vacation, and you're just kind of like, why am I here? What do I do?
Like, why am I wasting my life doing this? Well, you are working East Coast U.S. hours in Hong Kong.
Like, in Asia,
that's
crazy
pants. Like, that's absurd.
It was honestly brutal. The only thing that I liked really much that I was telling you earlier is that there were times where I felt when you guys were all sleeping, I was able to get, like, work done. And it actually was so productive because nobody was distracting me.
Mm-hmm.
Really good for ADD people. highly recommend working in a different time zone. If you have ADD, it worked wonders. I feel like I accomplished so much. But yeah, the minute I worked US hours, like, I was in a bunch of meetings. But all that stuff's boring. The one thing that I will say is that, holy shit, I watched so much Bravo the other day.
When you came back.
Yeah, when I came back. Because I didn't watch any Bravo for 3 weeks.
Wait, are you okay? Like, how did you go so long without watching Bravo?
To be honest, in the beginning, I was having withdrawals.
Yeah.
Because I was seeing stuff on Instagram, and I was looking at all the memes, and I was like, fuck, like, I want to know what's happening. And, like, obviously it sucked. I couldn't, like, text you about it, being like, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this happened. But I guess it was, like, not that bad because I was distracted by family.
Yeah.
And, like I said, like, when I'm with my family, like, nobody's, like, chilling. Like, we're always doing something.
Yeah.
The only time I was chilling is when I had time to watch Gossip Girl because that is on Hong Kong Netflix. So that was lit.
You got your family into a Gossip Girl.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I never see my mom sit still when we were watching something. She's always on her phone. She's always, like, taking... I mean, half the time she's working, half the time she's talking to friends. But, like, when she sat down and saw me watching Gossip Girl, I have never seen that woman so focused. That's and then wild. She started asking questions. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. She cheated on him? That is ridiculous. And she was, like, commenting.
No way. So she was actually fully paying attention and processing. Yeah. She wanted to learn more.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Gossip Girl's incredible. I mean, it's the most iconic show I've ever seen in my life. It's legendary.
Hey,
it's
whoa. This is a Bravo podcast.
Okay? Yeah, you're right.
You can't be hyping up Gossip Girl as the best show in the world.
What is the best Bravo show in the world? Right now, there's too many.
I got two pages of notes here of all the things that we have missed in the last
so many
Bravo
notes. Okay.
We had, like, Salt Lake City is ending, Southern Charm is ending, Winter House ended, Below Deck is ending, Southern Hospitality is starting, Vanderpump has not yet started, but it's starting soon.
And then we got Summer House coming up.
Yes, Summer House.
End of February. What did you think of that trailer?
I haven't watched it yet.
Chills. Oh my God, it was so good.
We saw parts of it with Lindsay and Carl. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's going to be.
Ever since Scandal. Okay, maybe that's not true because Bravo has had some crazy moments, but like. Maybe we're just paying attention to it now because of Scandal, but ever since Scandal, the shows that Bravo has are on crack.
Yeah.
The drama is insane. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, literally, when I was watching Southern Charm, holy shit, yeah. Taylor and Olivia, I was Salt Lake City, Monica,
I know. Like, all right, we gotta go one by
Southern
one.
Southern Hospitality. Also crazy with the whole, like, what's his face? Trevor love bombing Maddie.
Yeah, there's even more now that I know you haven't caught up, but.
And then Traitors, and then House of Villains.
Gosh,
I'm telling you, I literally have watched so much TV in the last few days. I need a holiday just to, like, I need to go on, like, a spa retreat. I want to go to, like, a monk monastery, and I just want to disconnect again because freaking A, man, the drama. Where do you want to start? Should we start Southern Charm?
I think we should start Southern Charm. So, like, my note from Southern Charm, like, my first note was, so they didn't bang? Like, the whole season was like, did they, didn't they, did they? They would have, they had so many cliffhangers where you think at the beginning of the next episode, they're going to be like, yeah, like, we did have sex. No, like, so are they taking it to their grave? Like, did they actually not? I don't, like...
See, is it a Scandal situation where both parties were like, we did not have sex, we did not have sex, we did not have sex. A couple months later, we did have sex. It's like, are they lying through their teeth?
I don't know. Like,
I still don't know if they slept together. A part of me thinks that they did. And they are going to take it to their grave. However, if I were them, I would come clean right now just because of how much of a shit show this is already. That if they said they banged, I don't think the shit show could get any worse.
And I think it's worse that they aren't admitting. Like, the thing is, I don't think they did because I think it's worse that they aren't admitting it.
You don't think Austin and Taylor slept together?
No, because I think, A, that Taylor would have caved eventually. And, like, at that, like, last dinner in the Bahamas when she, like, they're in the Bahamas.
They went to Jamaica.
Oh, I know, it's all the Bravo, like, on-sites. Jamaica, yeah, like, the last dinner in Jamaica, when she, like, throws her hands up, she's like, okay, you guys have been wanting me to say, like, that it's happened? And then there's, like, the cliffhanger in the next episode. Well, it didn't happen. And it's like, okay, well, I really feel like she would have, like, caved.
I guess that's, when you put it that way.
And it's literally worse fair. Now that they are, like, that they had lied about it and that they're telling the truth, but people don't think it's the truth. It's worse now than even if they did sleep
well,
together.
Well, they shouldn't have lied about
truth.
It to begin with. I like, know. What is the point? I don't understand. What is the point in lying and then telling the truth? Either lie and continue lying, because you already lied, to just continue doing
but
it.
But it's all going to come out eventually.
But
like,
that's the thing,
why
right?
I
so then just tell the fucking truth.
Yeah, just tell the truth. It's really not even worth it. Like, it's not worth it. Olivia hates Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, Olivia really, like, hates Taylor.
You know what, though? I don't blame Olivia for hating Taylor, because, yes, Taylor lied a lot, but she made it worse. Taylor made it worse because, first, she sits down with Olivia and she goes, I really need to tell you something. And then she tells Olivia, Austin and I had a weird moment, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then she lied about that to her face. When you lie to someone's face in a personal, intimate setting, that's so fucked up. But anyway, so she did that. And then she eventually came clean to Olivia and she's like, all right, I did lie. I was really nervous. This is what happened. But then she made it worse because Taylor started to act like she was the victim.
Yes.
And she started to act like, why is everyone going on and on about this? It's not a big deal. And Olivia's like, are you kidding me? Like, you're not some rando. Like, we were becoming best friends. You literally lied to my face. Now I have trouble trusting you, and now you're acting like you're the victim, and you're acting exhausted from the shit show that you created.
Yeah.
And then it gets even worse in the scene in Jamaica, where Taylor is on the phone to her brother, literally letting Olivia hear this, because the rooms are next to each other, and Olivia can hear the whole conversation in her balcony, and Taylor's like, I don't even understand what the big deal is. Olivia never even dated Austin. Like, you know, they never even had labels. Blah, 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 blah. I think that was the most effed up thing ever. Because when Taylor was dating Shep and Austin was with Olivia, they were dating. They did a couple's double date trip.
Yeah.
They literally went on vacation together as, like, a double date trip.
Yeah.
So, like, how the hell can Taylor say that? Taylor knew how Olivia felt about Austin. She was there throughout the whole journey of it.
No.
So that was, like, the most messed up thing that I thought Taylor said. She basically is digging her own grave. And, like, now I understand what... Like, Olivia has every right to hate Taylor. Like, she kind of sounds a little bit of a scumbag. Like a mean girl, high school mean girl scumbag.
Yeah, I really... I think it, like, really comes down to... I don't think she is like that. I think it's just the whole... Shep situation.
She's spiraling.
Yes, exactly. Like, it really... You can tell in the reunion, like, it's still affecting her so much.
But she needs to go to therapy, though. Because at the end of the day, like, you can't use that as an excuse. Because then you start affecting other people. Like, the thing is that Taylor is kind of experiencing a death. And the death is that it's death of their love. And, like, sometimes that's just as bad as, like, actually losing someone who genuinely died because she's seeing Shep all the time.
And it's...
So she's not moving on.
And it's almost, like...
It's torturous.
Worse because it's... They... I think she still has hope that they'll get back together.
She literally said that in the reunion, right? Yeah. But no, I just think Taylor needs to go see a therapist. And to be honest, I know it's easier said than done, but, like, she cannot have a friendship with Shep. Because she's clearly not moved on.
Yeah.
And her having a friendship with him is toxic because she still has hope they're going to get back together.
Also, she has a boyfriend now.
Yes, which is even
ridiculous. Gaston. And you haven't caught up on Southern Hospitality, but
I saw him in Southern Hospitality.
You did? So you watched the latest episode?
So he's the roommate of
TJ.
Yeah. But why would you say Gaston, though?
That's his name.
Is that what his name is?
That's his name.
Oh.
Because
I don't think I remember what his name is, but I know I saw him on Southern House.
That's a memorable name. You don't remember that name?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Taylor, you have a boyfriend now. Like, and they showed it, and it's like Gaston, Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the next episode, or I forget which one comes first, Southern Hospitality or Southern Charm on TV, but literally the same night, the new episode of the Southern Hospitality
they showed
Gaston. And I don't know if they show them in earlier episodes, but the episode that came out, like, most recently is Joe Bradley is dating this girl, Sally, and then...
So are they dating? Because she literally works for Republic.
Yeah.
And Joe was saying how, like, oh, I like her, I think she's cute, but I can't really do anything.
So they're going on dates. Yeah. They're going on dates. They are dating. Yep. And then she came to his house for dinner. He made chicken parm.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's fine. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah, it's not really that big. But, like, he was like, oh, you know, it's a girl that works at Republic. Like, I guess that maybe if they keep it, like, out of
work, then yeah, it's fine.
Maybe, but no, you're right. I don't think they're supposed to be. But anyway, he clearly was like falling more and more for her, and he like invited her over for dinner, and he was like, oh, I've never invited a girl for dinner over before. Like, I've never made a girl dinner. Clearly,
didn't work out if he's with Danielle. Well,
in this week's episode, TJ lives with Gaston, and he was like, Joe, she came over before your date to our house and was making out with Gaston.
Shut up.
And he was, like, helping pick her outfit for their date, her date with Joe.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, like, the next day they were all working together, and Joe was like, oh. That's when he found out. He found out at work, and he was just like, whoa, like, what the hell? And he, like, goes up to her, and
that's so sad.
She's like, no, like, call him, and he was trying to call him and he wasn't answering, and yeah, so like TBD on the next episode of what happened. Oh my god. Gaston!
Well, what does Taylor got to say about this? Damn it, we're not gonna know!
Well, no, I know, because that was also, well, actually, I guess I don't know the timeline. Well, Southern Charm Reunion was filmed more recently. I think it was like November, like May and June.
Taylor did say, though, in the Southern Charm reunion that she's been dating Gaston for 4 months.
Oh.
So, the only thing I can think of is how far back was Southern Hospitality?
I think it was May or June, because when I went in July, they said that they just finished filming. And this is, like, mid-season, so probably June-ish?
Quick maths.
And
you're
then
a woman in STEM.
And then if Southern Hospitality... I'm, like, picturing, like, all the math going on in my head. Southern Charm reunion was filmed in November, December, minus four. That's, like, August-ish, July, August-ish. So I think it was, like... I don't think they overlapped. But still, it's like, who is this Gaston? Why is he all of a sudden coming up in, like, all these shows?
I didn't really follow this timeline at all. Okay, what do you want to say about Winter House? Because to be honest, I don't think I was thoroughly happy with the new season. But you...
Really?
You name your thoughts and I'll chime in.
So I think the thing with the new season was that, like, everyone on the cast agreed, and they said this at the reunion, like, that was their favorite season. Like, it was,
Wait, who said that?
The cast of Winter House.
They said it was their favorite season, but half of the cast was new.
Well, they...
That was their only season of Winter House.
Well, I think they meant that, like, the vibes in the group were, like, perfect.
I will admit that to be true.
And I think for us, it was just not as good of a season as a viewer, because they were just all having fun, that, like, it wasn't as much drama, so then there's not as much to be, like, you know, the plot, there's not as much of a plot. And, like, I think that's why they also had Sam come in at the end, because she kind of was, like, the...
That besides was the drama.
Danielle, this, like, was the secondary, like, or the main plot. And, like, so they brought her in. And they even had her at the reunion. And she was in, like, one episode, I think. Like, half an episode.
So, I think for me, I don't think it was the lack of drama that it wasn't my favorite. I think it was the repetition. So, like... I feel like the entire season, there were a lot of, let's do a theme and have dinner, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wasn't more to the theme, or, like, I don't know, I just feel like there wasn't anything different. Like, I just feel like they just did the same thing, which was, like, party in the house. Like, I almost wish maybe they showed more skiing, or they showed maybe, like, more winter stuff, like... I don't know. I think it would be, like, think about it. If they did, let's say, like, a skiing competition, that would be really cool to watch. Like, almost like a Winter Olympics, but, like, they did more, or maybe like a snowmobile kind of game, or I don't know, just something different, yeah. You know, but I just feel like, yeah, watching them having fun was awesome. Like every week I looked forward to watching the show, because especially after Salt Lake, Salt Lake had so much drama.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, so much it was yelling.
A good detox and
a nice come down, basically, yeah. You know, and it was like fun and it was happy. And when we were watching it, it was still fall. So I was like, oh, I can't wait for winter. I can't wait for our ski trips. Like, true. That was all cool. But obviously now that the season's ended, I just don't really feel like, wow, that was such a good season. Like, I just feel like they just did the same thing again. And it was everybody in the house, partying in the house, like, and that was that. And, like, granted, Summer House is kind of similar to that. But in Summer House, they, like, go out to bars. They, you know, I can't remember which season this was. Sorry, which show this was. But, like, they went to a brewery and they did a workout. Oh, that was Winter House. That was last season, Winter House, where they went to this brewery, yeah. And they did a workout. And then they went out. I thought that was cool because it was different. Mm-hmm. I also liked how some of them did that, like, wine tasting. That was cool.
Yeah.
I also liked that some of them did that little, like, winter bike.
Yeah.
Again, that was super cool. I just like when they're just getting out of the house. But if they're, like, always in the house nonstop, and then when they're in the house, it's just the same shit.
Okay. You want to change the scenery. Old. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it just gets a bit old because it's like, all right, we've seen this. Yeah. And then the drama was, like, a little subpar. Like, really, honestly, the main drama of Winter House was Danielle getting pissed at Alex. And to me, I was like, dude, you can't get mad at him. You're two single people in the house.
I know. What really just brings, like, my heart so much joy and peace is the fact that she and Joe are together right now.
Yes, like, she's in a better place right now.
Oh, my gosh. I literally, you know, like, I couldn't have picked, like, two of my more favorite people of Bravo being together. Like, this is, like, my Bravo dream couple.
I'm with you. I love Joe. He's awesome. Love Danielle. Like, I really do love her. And, like, I love watching her. And it just sucks seeing her at such a low at Winter House. Like, obviously,
yeah.
I did feel for her. I was like, this poor girl is literally still having a tough time after a breakup. You can clearly see it. Like, that sucked to watch.
We've all been there.
So she's on a super high now with Joe. Joe, for the folks on the phone, Danielle from Summer House, Joe from Southern Hospitality, like, two amazing people. I agree with you. Like,
so cute.
Did you like Winter House, though?
I liked it. I do like the fact that, like, it makes me feel better that the cast was, like, they enjoyed themselves. Yeah, there wasn't that much variety in the drama, but like you said, it was better for the come down. Like, we don't really necessarily watch Winter House for the drama. We watch it for, like, the fun scenes.
For fun, yeah. I mean, same thing with Summer House. I guess with Summer House, too, what makes it a little bit more different is that even though Summer House is the same concept where they're in a house and they're partying and they have themes, it's the same characters that are growing for, like, 8 years. So then that's when the drama builds up.
Yeah.
Whereas Winter House, they keep putting new people.
True.
There's no continuity of the same cast. And that's also why Southern Charm is so fun to watch. Because the drama is so juicy right now and so wild and captivating. Because you've seen the continuity. And you see the background. You've seen how they grow together. You've seen, like, the character development.
Well, Bravo knows what they're doing. We've talked about this. Like, Winter House is their vessel for getting people interested in other shows besides what they watch generally on Bravo. You will have someone from Family Karma.
Yeah.
From Southern Charm, Southern Hospitality. No, it's not Southern Hospitality yet.
No, not yet.
But, like, all the Below Decks, like, Vanderpump, it's just, it's like their melting pot of shows.
I will say, I can't remember who said this, but they watched Winter, it was a friend of ours, and they basically said they loved Winter House, and they loved, like, Brian Benny so much. And then I was like, oh, well, he's from Family Karma. They're like, maybe I will watch Family Karma now because we love Brian. So to your point, like, yeah, I guess.
Exactly. That's the point of the show is to get people. It's a quick. Yeah. It's only like a few episodes a season, and it just gets people interested in other
shows. That's true. That is very true. You're absolutely right. But yeah, Winter House, you know, I hope they do something. I really hope they have another season. Like, I don't want to say I don't want the show to end. I just hope they do something different.
That's fair.
At Bravo, if you ever listen to us, I hope you can take our advice. Not that we're like experts or anything.
No, they have the experts. They know what they need to do. Well, I just want to quickly touch on Sam, like, coming in, and then also at the reunion. She was so mad at, like, Malia, and I think just, like, she was so angry at the last, like, the last few episodes and the reunion. Her anger was so misdirected. Like, you should be mad at your mans, okay? Not at the girls that he's flirting with. Like, your man is the one that's supposed to be not flirting with everyone. You can't be mad at everyone he's flirting with. Like, he told them that he was basically single.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you can tell, like, I don't know if you remember watching the reunion, but, like, they're, like, to this day, it seems like the way that their relationship started, which was, like, in the house and they became official, like, kind of is tainted. And she said that they, like, it's a constant conversation about, like, the whole, like, thing with Malia and how he was flirting with everyone. Like, she says, like, it's still... She was crying at the reunion about it. Like, it still, like, hurts her.
Because even Malia said, like, why don't you take this up with your man? Why are you taking this up with me? And Sam goes, I have and I still am. Like, I'm still ripping him a new asshole. You know? So I think for Sam, like... I mean, she's also upset about another thing. And the thing is that she's upset that... she doesn't have an exclusive, or at least at that time, they weren't exclusive, they weren't boyfriend girlfriend, and she's probably pissed off about that as well, where she's like, what the hell, like, I love this guy so much, but, like, why can't he just do the whole boyfriend girlfriend thing? So she's probably, like, extra mad about that.
Oh no, it's so true. I'm sorry, look at the snow real quick. It's like, whoa, actually blizzarding out of nowhere.
Holy cannoli!
Oh, I guess I'm sleeping over today.
Wait, that is a lot of snow.
They heard us talk about winter house, like, winter, yes, it's good.
Yeah, they heard us.
Here's the vibes.
The weather gods. Wait, that's actually so cool.
It looks beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie, I do miss the days when we were in college and it was like major snowstorm and we just frolicked in the snow, walking around in the snow, had some drinks, had so much fun. Do you remember you took me skiing on the green space?
Yeah.
On Flatlands?
That was your first time skiing.
It was my first time wearing skis.
And boots that are way too big for you.
Way too big.
That was so much fun.
I mean, was even skiing or was that cross-country skiing?
No, we went. No, there was a little bit of a hill from the top of the green space.
Was there?
That's how you start skiing. You start on, like, a very gradual slope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was an instructor.
Look at me now.
Look at you now. You're going on ski trips. We have ours coming up soon.
Do you know those memes where it's like, okay, this is the boyfriend skiing, this is the mom skiing, and it's like that, you know, that song, like, da 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 da, like, everybody's, like, ripping the mountain, and then it's, like, the girl who married into the family, and she goes, da 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 da, and she's like, I'm like, that's me.
That's you? No, you're getting there, you're learning, you want to learn, that's, like, the most important thing, is you have, like,
that's
the
will to learn. That's my trainer right over there.
You have the will to learn, and that's the most important.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
All right, we got to get to the big mamma jamma. Now that it's snowing, we feel like we're in Utah.
Salt Lake. Oh my God. This freaking season. Wow.
Like, I just got goosebumps.
Wow. They deserve an Emmy. They deserve all the different prizes. Holy shit. The ending? What a plot twist.
Yeah.
Damn. I did not see that coming. Did you see that coming?
No.
Did you know it was Monica?
I didn't remember Reality Von T's from the previous seasons.
I also didn't know either.
But, like, I'm glad that they explained it. And, like, if you don't know what's going on, Nick Vile from The Bachelor, he has a podcast, which also I want to touch on later, but he had a really good episode about it where he was... Later in the episode, he talks to, like, Katie and Dana from Vanderpump, but that's regardless. He does a really good job of summing up the situation where basically, so if you didn't watch the finale, it turns out that Monica, the one that we liked all this season, and we thought Meredith was being kooky and, like, framing her.
The rumors.
Yeah, and she wasn't. And it was freaking Monica. And turns out that Monica was, like, co-running this, basically, like...
Crazy.
How do you even explain the Instagram account? It's like a...
Troll account.
Like a troll account slash,
leaking like insider, not ins- like insider information about their lives, like stuff that people wouldn't know unless they spoke to them or someone that they knew. And like there's this whole blow up in the Bermuda.
You're so fixated on the Bahamas.
I don't know why. What, do you want to- Bermuda. About her basic, not really, like coming clean, getting called out for it. It wasn't coming clean, it was her getting called out for it. And then she was like also saying that every single one of them had interacted, and they show screenshots of the other housewives interacting with Reality Von Teese and responding to things and being like, oh, haha, that's so funny, so true.
Yeah.
And what like Nick was saying on the Vile Files was that basically, like, it's a situation of, like, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Like, they were... His theory is that the housewives were interacting with this account to kind of be on the good side and to not be, like, targeted by the account.
Okay, that checks out.
Which makes sense. Yeah. And, like, they were all laughing at the post to, like, avoid being a target. And he's saying that, like, that Monica is a classic case of, like, a social climber.
Oh, 100%.
And it happens all the time in, like, L.A., you know, New York, places where, like, a lot of these people live together in, like, a small area and all, like, you know, they have events and stuff. And, like, that she's a classic situation of a social climber, and this is what they do. And, like, they just want to infiltrate and then, like, you know, take the people down. And that was just...
That's crazy.
Crazy pants.
I mean, they talked about it in the reunion, too, where, like, they literally said, going back to, like, I mean, after season one, that Monica had applied to be on the show.
Yes, and when they showed her, she was saying that her application email was like, you gotta put me on this show because I'm gonna stir shit up. Your show is boring. And they show a screenshot of the email.
And it wasn't that.
It wasn't that at all. She's like, hey, I'm a spicy Latina. I think you can use my sass on your show. Like, it was so...
No, she totally was talking out of her fucking asshole.
She was talking out of her ass. And the way she delivers lines, like, she's so sure of herself and so, like... direct and aggressive that you like kind of want to believe her, but then they show the receipts. They have the receipts, the proof.
Dude, that deserves best actress best actress award for like Bravo though, like
with
Heather Gay.
I know.
Wow,
she was coming in and like
so good,
so freaking good. No, that's that finale,
amazing.
Wow,
amazing. Also, I thought that was, like, wild as fuck that Heather basically was like, the theme of tonight's dinner is the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna uncover, like, these mysteries. And I was like, oh my god, who thought of this? Who thought of this? This could not be more perfect.
I know.
But, like, oh my god, I can't get over the fact that, like, Heather was basically, like, onto her, like, the whole time. But basically, like, was trying to check her Doc T's check eyes. What's the saying? What's the saying when
Dot
you like check
T's
the...
and check eyes?
What are you saying?
What?
You know when you like
cross
your
T's and
dot your
eyes.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I was trying to say.
Add it to the compilation of shit Jazz gets wrong.
Hey, you didn't even say it right.
Because I was just so flabbergasted at what you could have said.
About
to
say mother? Sorry, I heard. Oops. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I'm all sweaty after thinking about Salt Lake. That was wild.
Wait, that was so wild, but the reunion was amazing. Also, I love that Meredith had literally printed a piece of paper just to prove
receipts.
What she said word
timelines.
For word. I was like, damn, Meredith!
I know. Honestly, so smart. Like,
smart!
Because they'd be like, you said this. I'm like, no, here's word for word what I said
yeah.
from the
she, like,
transcript.
She whips out the receipts. Like,
I love
actually,
that.
I said XYZ. And I was like, damn, Meredith, you fucking go. Slay. But yeah, that was crazy. And also the fact that Monica was working for Jen Shah for free. Like, she 100% social, like, tried to social climb.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
How did Monica get on the show to begin with? That's what I forgot.
She emailed.
No, like, for this new season.
They casted her. You get cast for the show. She emailed
them. So
then
how did all these women become friends in the beginning?
They basically, like, make you be friends. They make you go to do events together and stuff. Like, I mean, maybe they had met the season before, and, like, since they were in, like, the Jen Cha circle, they probably were at different things together. Like,
yeah.
You know, they had interaction. Also, what I just remembered, Monica in Meredith's store.
Yeah.
And, like,
but was just... it actually Monica, though? Because
yes.
Really?
She had a wig on. Yeah.
Shit.
I know. And they showed the clip of her walking into Meredith's store with Meredith, and she's like, wow, this is the first time I'm here. It's like,
what did she do in Meredith's store the first time she was there? She stole something?
She was, like, an accomplice of someone stealing something, yeah.
And why?
I don't know. Crime. I don't know.
This is crazy.
She's a villain. This, like, she's a straight up villain, and we thought it was Meredith that was making up all this stuff.
I know. I really thought it was, like, Meredith. Oh, because Meredith's done it before.
It's true. That's why everyone thought it was her. But, like,
Jesus Christ, so late. Honestly, that whole week of Southern Charm and their drama, and then Salt Lake and their drama, I was like, whoa.
And we still have more reunions from Southern Charm and Salt Lake.
I can't freaking wait. So I know. They're going to air out this week, right?
Salt Lake is 3 parts. I don't know how many parts Southern Charm is. I mean, it's at least another episode.
Salt Lake's 3 parts. Southern Charm is 2 parts.
Okay, yeah. So Southern Charm. I said I don't know how many Southern Charm is.
2.
So yeah, so Southern Charm will finish up this week, and Salt Lake will have 2 more episodes.
And then I have more catching up to do for Southern Hospitality.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more for that.
That's okay.
But the whole Trevor and Maddie thing is kind of insane. Like, Maddie, just dump him already. Like,
I know.
Trevor is such a trash bag. What does he even do?
Well, you haven't really... He was bike taxi guy, remember?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she should really dump him.
I
know. He literally sucks.
The thing is, they
haven't... He's already cheated before.
I know. They haven't given a resolution for that yet. Like, to the episode that have aired so far, it hasn't been, like, there's no conclusion about Maddie and Trevor yet. Like, you don't know
conclusion.
If they're together or not. Like, you don't know what's going
on. Do they ever, like, prove about Trevor making out with that girl, though?
No.
Besides the fact that the girl said it to...
Yeah. There is another cheating scandal.
Who? Just tell me.
Will and Emmy.
Yes. Wait, that was insane. I think I haven't written down.
I totally forgot about that. So.
Oh, I didn't write it down. Yeah. What the?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oshin saying Will's misbehaving.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So there was, like, a night where Will was hanging out. I think it was at Oshin's house or something.
Well, it was boys' night.
Boys' night, but there were girls there.
Oh well.
At the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's not boys' night anymore.
He had disappeared into a bathroom with a girl for half an hour, and there are people texting saying that 100% I saw him making out with a girl. And his reasoning for being in the bathroom with this girl for so long is that they both had recently lost their best friends, like, tragically. And so they were, like, bonding over that. But, like, do you have to do that in a bathroom?
I was just about to say that.
Privately,
like, if anything,
that looks
maybe
bad.
Privately go to a corner. Because I've been at parties before where I've had, like, literally... I mean, we've been hammered. But we've had, like, a deep, deep conversation. But I've been, like, in the corner... You know,
I understand, like, they were crying, but crying the corner, like, it looks so bad going into a bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, do you believe a story?
She seems so sure that it's not true.
Who,
I
don't, Emmy,
yeah.
Well, she has to. She's in love with him, and she sees forever with him. Of course she has to be sure.
She wants to be his trophy wife.
But... And he's technically never done anything to make her think otherwise.
Right.
Unlike Trevor, who already has cheated on Maddie.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, to be honest, if I was Emmy, I would think what Emmy's saying is true.
Yeah, I think I want to believe.
You're kind of blinded. Yeah. I don't know, though. Okay, this is the only thing that makes me feel... skeptical. I'm skeptical about the situation. I mean, I don't really know what to believe, but Will, at least what we're seeing on TV, he's having, like, a little bit of a crisis/panic attack where he's like, I'm going to law school, you know, I might lose my friends, I'm not really sure. And then he literally said it in the confession, or to his dad, I can't remember, where he was like, I'm not really sure if Emmy and I are gonna last, like, I'm just not sure. He goes, obviously I hope so, but, like, he's panicking about law school. And then another thing that he said was, like, it threw me off a little bit, because I was like, oh, I don't know what he's implying, but he said, all he knew about his parents was that his dad was a lawyer in the office and his mom was the assistant.
Yeah.
And he goes, but with Emmy, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I just felt, like, weirded out by that comment. I mean, I don't know if he really? Just meant it. I don't know if he meant it in a bad way or not. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I think maybe I'm looking into it too much in a bad way because he literally was saying, like, I might lose my friendships. And then he was telling his dad, he was like, what if I don't feel the same way about Emmy anymore? And his dad was like, what if she doesn't feel the same way about you anymore?
Yeah, that's...
So with really Will saying point. All of that, I wonder if it was a drunken makeout.
That's a really where he literally
blacked out and he just panicked and was like, I'm just going to kiss another girl to just see if I still love Emmy.
Damn.
That's I don't know.
Really good.
That's what I'm saying, right? And like, again, I don't think he meant to cheat on her if he did.
Right.
Like, no, if it no, actually is so true, either. Like,
I don't think a lot of people do when they do cheat. I don't think they're thinking about the other person.
Well, right. And that's why I think maybe he did do it in a way of, like, turmoil, stress, like...
Could be.
You know? And it's just also weird, too, because Oisin was saying, like, this girl literally made out with Joe, then she made out with Oisin, then she went to the bathroom with Will.
Yeah.
Again, if you're not going to make out with someone, go to the corner.
Why are you in the bathroom? Why are you in the bathroom together?
And also, if you're in the bathroom together, why is the door shut? Open the door at least.
Yeah, it's just
there's no reason for that door to be shut.
It's just so it's making very... me look really guilty. But also, one of Mia's friends said that she 100% saw them making out. And Mia just sat her down calmly and was like, I just wanted to show you these texts from my friend. And then Emmy freaks out. She's like, it's not true. I know it's not true.
Well, yeah, because, like, if she...
I know.
You know?
She can't let her future just crash and burn.
But that's the thing, right? And, like, at the end of the day, like, if Emmy accepts it, like, I'm not judging her or anything. Like, maybe to Emmy, she's like, you know what? It's fine.
True.
The bigger picture is, I love him. He made a drunk mistake. And we're going to still be together. Because women do that.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so common for a woman to do that because for them, they're thinking of the big picture.
It's true. I could see that happening too, of her being like, okay, well, I'm going to have to look past it and just, you know, it wasn't like you said, just a drunken mistake.
Well, I can't wait to keep watching though because I literally have so much to catch up on.
I know.
The last remark I have is I fucking love Grace Lilly. She is amazing. I hope I get to see her when I go to Charleston.
Oh, yeah.
When she showed up to her birthday party in that boat.
My
and
gosh.
She was like, hello, my friends. I was like.
She's everything.
Queen.
Wavy baby.
Yes. She's my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I know. Like, she's so good.
I know. I know.
I love Southern Hospitality. If you are not watching it, watch. It's so good.
So
like,
good.
The characters are just amazing. And, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing sides of Joe this season where I'm like, I feel like maybe he was kind of framed as an F-boy, but now he really doesn't seem like he is.
He seems like a good guy. Yeah. I'm sure deep down. Especially when you told me about the whole Sally thing and the dinner. I still have yet to watch that.
I know. But you'll watch soon.
Yeah.
Just a couple of non-on Bravo network, like, not directly show-related, but, like, character-related that, I don't know, maybe you missed, maybe not. Ariana's going on Broadway. She's literally going to be on Broadway. Like, yeah, these opportunities are just, the doors are flying open left and right.
We'll talk about that next episode.
Sandoval and Schwartz were following you.
I was so pissed because these freaking men, okay, were in my place of home in Asia, in Hong Kong, that's halfway around the world, and they were in Hong Kong when I was in Thailand.
Yeah.
And then when I left Thailand, they went to Thailand. Yep. Are you kidding me?
No.
Come on! Yeah. Why couldn't we at least, like, group together and meet?
I wish you got to, like, meet them. That would have been crazy.
That sucked.
Crazy. They
hope they had fun.
So, I don't know if anyone saw it, but Sandoval posted a picture with in content with, like, a tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, big backlash. He got a letter from PETA. like the animal, no way. Yes, the animal welfare, and like just telling him, being like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, those places are not sanctuaries. Like, they are not, like, those Whoa. Are bad. Yeah, they mistreat the animals. And everyone was commenting too. I think he took the post down, actually, because I went to go see.
No way.
And I think it was gone, because it's just like, come on, you don't do that. Like, anything. And I was listening to Lala's podcast, and she's very informative. Any, like, place that has animals like that, if they say they're a sanctuary, don't believe it. Unless, like, if there are any animal interactions where you can, like, touch and interact with the animals, it's not a sanctuary.
Because a
sanctuary is where the animal can live at, like, the closest to its natural habitat.
So yeah.
That was a nice thing I learned from all this podcast. Speaking of podcasts, we're just rapid-firing through these last
things. Any last remarks?
Katie and Dana from Vanderpump started a podcast together. And that's why I wanted to, like, it's on Nick Vile's, like, podcast network.
I'll listen to it later and we can talk more about that.
Yeah, I was listening to it. I'm sure they'll get their groove. Katie used to have her own, and, like, I can't imagine doing a podcast by myself. I could never talk to myself for, like, an hour. That's not for me. What are
you
talking
about? You can never talk by yourself.
No. You only did it once. You're really good at it. But I'm happy for them and I hope it works out. And Raquel's podcast also came out. I haven't listened to it yet.
I
haven't listened to it.
I totally forgot. I want to check that out.
Yeah, Lala was giving her shit because she's just like, okay, she's saying that she's done talking about Scandoval. She's done. She's over it. And that's like her first episode is all about like that. I don't know. I want to listen to it, but there you go. There's your Bravo roundup over the last month of Bravo happenings.
And we have much more to talk next time.
Yeah, but... and we'll continue. Below Deck, there's hasn't really been anything spicy, but...
I still have to catch up.
Yeah, it'll be finishing up. So yeah, we'll get there.
Thanks Glad for listening. Back.
Thanks for listening.
Catch us next week.
All right,
we'll be
bye.
Back. Bye.